Blog Talk Radio.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Here we are.
Sunday
edition. Psychic Love Doctor Show. Oh, yeah, here we are. Ready to give you readings and have some good conversation with you. Maybe a little giggle or two here and there. But we are here, and it is Mother's Day, right, for many of us. So all of you out there who celebrated, happy, happy Mom's Day to you. I had a very nice day. I was treated rather queen-like. So I really enjoyed that. I also want to mention that I've got Jimbo as my co-host here. As you all know, they show up a lot with us.
Same old, same old.
Yeah. And he is also your, I guess, moderator in Facebook, where we are live streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, if you wish to join us there and see us in action. I also want to welcome all of our blog talkers. We happen to see on the, I guess, the stats of shows that many of you are at quite a distance. And be nice if you would call us in sometime for a reading. Jim will give you ideas on how to do that in just a minute.
For that.
Yeah, I want to mention to everybody, we are using ordinary playing cards. So the distinction can be made that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, and definitely not any of the other systems that are out there. This one is, as you heard in the introduction, this is called Personal Prophecy. It's the one my grandmother taught me, and we will use that exclusively. Also, I will be laying out a full 24-card layout, which is what I use in my private sessions. So those of you on Facebook are going to kind of get a look at that. I prefer it rather than just kind of, you know, rifling out a few cards. I really want to be able to check out the landscape of your life. See, excuse me, how things are going for you and what your path looks like going into the future in general. And of course, then that will be the means that I use in order to answer your questions for your reading. So with that said, I'm going to hand this over to Jimbo.
Welcome, welcome. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, the good part that we like to remind people of is that if you're international, call or Facebook or let us know, and we'll give you international shout-outs as we see you. And we can start out quickly here with Louise from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I see international thus far. Anybody else, make it be known if you are international.
Let us know.
But so far, this is what I see. It is what it is. Laura from Canada has just rolled in.
Yay, Laura.
Just said hi. So we got a couple international folks.
Anne.
I don't know. She didn't.
Or Myra. I wonder.
Got to tell me where you're from.
It says went to Pemberton Secondary.
Got to tell me where you're from. Yeah, you got to just speak out.
I think she has told us before.
She has probably. But if you haven't been here like a million times, I'm gonna forget. So anyway, all right. I'll just keep on. Joanne said, "Yep, to something. I don't know what. I guess UK. I'm assuming. I will assume Newfoundland. Nah, she's Newfoundland.
That's right."
Yeah, all right. There you go. Yeah, okay, cool. I like it. So it's another Canadian. All righty, let's get down to business. All right, first I'm adding, I keep track here on Microsoft word sheet. I keep track of the callers because that bot talk screws it up. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get in the queue. When you call in, you will go to the queue, and they'll let you know that you can listen to the show while you wait. If you don't hear a show, something didn't go right, just call back. It's usually simple, just call back. Just computer, cell phones, sometimes the connections don't happen. It ain't no big thing. You call back. And if you've been holding to get disconnected and you call right back, I won't kick you back to the line. Because I keep a little sheet there. I got my sheet, my cheat sheet, I always call. So that's the deal. That's the number you call in. That's the primary means to call Facebookers. We will always try. Can't promise. We can't make any promises. We do what we do to turn to you Facebook folks. But stipulations are, first of all, you have to wait until we formally announce that it's your turn. Second of all, you must use Messenger audio or video to Deborah Lee. Right, we got lots of folks here trying to get readings, and that the typing readings really blow. It takes four, it like doubles the time of the reading just when you're typing. If you're on Facebook, you have the ability to Messenger. If you say I'm throwing the bullshit flag, okay, I know you do. Man, I wanna, you got the ability. You just got to be friends with Deborah Lee. It won't be the second Love Doctor show. And we shall... Myra, you should always be able to get through. Always, 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 always be able to get through because they have a big queue. Big queue. Big. They have put a lot of people they can put on hold. Probably more than the frickin' IRS. So let me go ahead and put that, copy, paste that number. Easy, just a little typo. A little typo. And who knows, you might end up calling some sex line or something and you couldn't get through that maybe. I don't know. So that's the deal, and no matter what, Facebook reading or phone reading, you hear the harp, respect the harp. Reading's over. All right, we got to move on. We have callers. We have folks. We just can't drag these out. So we do the best we can to give you a fulfill as much as we can. And if you feel unfulfilled, then you would be wise to go to the psychiclove.com webpage and arrange a private reading. That would be the wise thing to do if a free reading is not fulfilled to you. And you know what? It probably shouldn't fulfill you. It's a free reading. You just get a little nibble-nibble. Some people, I got to know something, because sometimes this free reading can be a little quick, obviously, if it just happens the time it just right. But you will get a more thorough reading on a private reading. You got the it's just Deb, nobody else. You can ask. It can be about the same subject or many different subjects. Whatever, it's your freaking reading. The only timer is the arrangement that you made for that time block. So you don't have to worry about anybody pushing little harp buttons. But harp-wise, when I push the little sound of the that means your reading's done with Deborah, but we're going to give you a single angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. Tonight, it shall be the healing angel card. These are pretty good. You got to like these. These are probably top three. There's like top three or four angel cards. We have a bunch of them. This is in the top three. You know, you got to rate it yourself after that. Yeah, let us see what else we got going on. I think we have covered everything.
Well,
happy
please.
Mother's Day to all that
yes,
celebrated.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know what country celebrate what, when, where.
Australia,
I don't
it's Mother's Day there, too.
Who said that?
A Catherine Griffin.
Oh, okay. She's, so it wasn't somebody from that.
No, I think it was Catherine. Who was it? Catherine. Yeah. And everybody... let's be wise here.
It is what it is.
Careful what you type in, because we've had people getting jailed.
And it's not a human. They have some kind of software monitoring system, because that's happened to me too. As far as this actual broadcast show, I've gotten worse trouble on Facebook before posting stuff. But as far as this show, I've gotten put on probation before. Like 7 days, and I had to make sure I didn't type. But it was typing. I just make sure I didn't type anything bad. Because I got software things in place, and it's free, and they don't really care if maybe you didn't mean or said something you didn't mean, whatever. They don't give a shit.
One time, honestly, I got blocked. Well, not blocked. What was this? Banned? I don't know what it was.
Put in Facebook jail is the easiest way
for
to say
5 months. And what happened is I misquoted. There was a saying. And I knew whoever they had put on it was on that meme was not right. but I let it go anyway.
All it was a misquote.
Yeah, and
she got mad, like she was taking videos of her burning puppies and babies or something. But all it was an accidental, and it wasn't even, she didn't misquote it, she shared a misquote.
So.
She didn't even type it herself, the quote.
Right, they made it impossible for me to share things on the show page. Because that's where I, oh my God.
Yeah, that's all she did. She said, hey, that's a cool quote, and forwarded it, and didn't Google fact check it or whatever, find out somebody else said it or whatever. It's like, who the hell cares? It was an inspirational quote. She checked it.
I think on the portal, aren't they pretty safe? If they call in, we're talking over.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, if they call, if we're talking on Messenger over the portal.
I think if any audio or video, there is no Big Brother. It would be random. They don't have, I don't think they have software that monitors the audio video. I think it's random. Somebody would have to peek in or somebody would have to bitch, you know, complain and report to you. But it's typing stuff. They have software that can monitor that. Some child can write that code probably.
You know, we have become such an offensive society.
Oh my God. Everybody's got it. Kids are, when the kids are shot out of the woman's yoo-ha, whatever.
Yoo-ha.
I think they must have little baby chips on their shoulder because everybody's walking around with a chip on their shoulder. And
you just offended me.
I meant to offend you, you little wimp.
I have a complaint, and I wish there would be a ground swelling on this one. I will jump right in. I cannot stand the smell of that god-awful weed that's out there. Oh, my God. It's like the worst of the worst with skunks. And if a car drives by you on the, even out on the interstate, you can smell it. It's like it emanates.
You can tell laws have changed in the last couple of years.
Yes, it is skunky.
It was occasionally
icky.
Here and there. Now it's everywhere.
Put an essential oil or something into that.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, if they tried to manufacture it differently and get rid of that, it would cost a lot of money, and people don't want to pay that money.
But come on.
It's like cigars.
Try to fuse it with something.
It's like cigars. They don't allow cigar smoke anywhere, hardly. You have to go to cigar places.
I'll take cigar smoke over this.
I'm just saying, but there's a lot of places, and, you know, and that's why.
I know, Laura. Son tells me all the time that that's the good stuff. Well, okay, fine.
Yep. And that's why all those rich dudes would put on those silk smoking jackets and stuff. When they go have cigars in the den with their buddies and have brandy and cigars, they put on this because the silk absorbs the smoke, keeps it off their clothes.
Catherine just jumped in off the on the deep end. You better look at that. Yeah. In the minds of skunks.
Right, yeah, we said that.
Yeah. Well, it's out there again. Is this going to put her back?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she with a capital.
Oh.
Maybe if she did the caps. Yes. Yeah. I knew the Hinckley thing. I didn't even need the
Louise.
I already knew that.
Louise is saying in the minds of skunk smokers, that would be a compliment as the smellier, the better. No. Back in my day, if you went to a party or whatever, it had the smell of incense, kind of a really cool incense. It was probably crap weed back then. I'm talking like late 70s, 80s.
It didn't smell like it does now. Not at all. Not at all. It's totally different. It has evolved. But it's what life evolves. Things evolve. People evolve. Species evolve.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, they have all these sensitive people out there. Well, I'm a sensitive person too, and I know there's got to be all kinds. We need to be a mob that goes out there.
You're outside. You can do that stuff.
Spray paint on them.
You're doing it all. You're outside.
I don't know. I can't.
That's the ideal. If people are outside doing it, then you should go inside if it bothers you.
Pat, happy Mother's Day to you too. Yeah, glad to have you.
The ideal place where it bothers the least amount of people is outside.
I have a son that tries to do it out of his bedroom window.
You should just scream it. You should scream as loud as you can, Deb.
He can't hear his door shut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's between jobs right now, and he thinks I can tell that it's in the house. This thing, this smeller I've got, Jim, tell him. I can smell somebody smoking a cigarette like a mile away. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as good as it used to be.
It's not.
Not as far. It doesn't recognize the right smells anymore. It smells something, but she doesn't know. Sometimes she gets it totally wrong.
No, because of
it has to be
COVID.
It has to be.
You know,
COVID.
A lot of people said I lost my taste of smell.
Yeah.
And I've lost my taste. Not taste of smell.
No.
My sense of smell.
Remember, they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
Taste and smell. Those two things are connected. Like sometimes if you have a really bad congested cold and you can't breathe, it affects your taste.
It's from COVID. They say it can take like 8 months. Everything smells like poop to me.
Well, I know that woman's got a husband that it's been years. He's says he really doesn't taste anything like he used to. It's pretty much new.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, Louise is saying, before we leave this topic.
Oh, Rachel from the land down under.
There she is. Happy Mother's Day, Rachel, to you, all of you, I think.
Yes.
All right. Louise says, I swear on my life, a child once said, I heard this with my own ears, walking in the town center, and a guy was smoking weed. The child walking past said, Mommy, that smells like our plug-in air freshener, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, how about that?
If you have a plug-in air freshener that smells like that, I don't know what to say. Either that thing is 15 years old and you've dropped it in the toilet a few times and are still plugging it in, because they ain't no plug-in air freshener smells anything like that.
No, I think it's what she was saying is the parents, my impression is.
So she's lying to the kids.
The parents
saying,
said, oh, that's our air freshener.
And you know what that is? That is making your kids think, my parents are dumbasses. Because if they think that's an air freshener, that horrible smell, even I know what you're just trying to lie to them so they don't know, but if they're thinking probably, my parents like the smell of poop.
Out of the mouths of babes. There was
Virgil, International Shout Out UK.
Oh, and he said something good. There was a mother I worked with many years ago who her and her husband would often forget to lock the bedroom door at night. And they had a daughter that would sometimes get up to, you know, go to the potty. And the next morning at breakfast, she said, Mommy, why was Daddy going all over you, your privates last night? So I guess we need to be careful. Ew. Yeah. We're doing pretty good tonight, actually. I think we're in a great mood. We had a big barbecue. This man, regardless of what else he may not be, he is a barbecue king. Yes. And Virgil says something really cute here, and then I'll get going. The Bishop Virgil, be careful, he'll ask you to kiss his ring, okay, is in the house, not banned from Facebook yet. I was talking about you today.
I saw that. You don't have to read it to the whole world.
Did you know that? But maybe others would like to know.
Well, everybody on Facebook just saw it, Deb.
There is a Patton Museum. You know, Patton is revered
in
this country.
It's in Kentucky. That's what he's saying.
He is the military god.
Well, because he was a genius and blood and guts.
And that Schwarzenegger, or what was his name? The guy that ran the Iraqi war. The
Schwarzkopf.
Schwarzenegger, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, anyway, yes. And there's a lot of books on Patton and movies.
Joanne, the best way when we turn to the Facebook folks, because international, unless you have an international calling plan, you're probably not calling them on the phone number. When we try to turn to the Facebook folks when we can, but when we do so, and only till we do so, we would be having you do a video or audio messenger call to Deborah Lee. If you see, when I copy and pasted the number thing up there, it explained a little bit about that. Deborah Lee, okay, I'll do it right now. If you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and if you aren't, you have to search for Deborah Lee. And obviously, you're going to find more than a couple. You're going to find a few, but there are two that have her picture, maybe a few different years apart, but you have to ask, friend request them both, because one is active and one isn't. So that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right, that's the best way to do it. I can't call. Come on. Quit chit-chatting.
Let's get going, baby.
Quit chit-chatting. Hey, we're going to 302 First College, been holding for a long time up in Delaware. At least that's where the area code is, Delaware. That's kind of cool.
Yes, I don't think we've had it.
Sounds familiar, though. Who is you?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
You've called before, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think I've gotten through.
Oh. Well, then she's not the old. I recognize not the area code, but we've had a Delaware caller many moons ago. But okay, well, welcome, first time caller.
Yes, glad to have you with us.
Duckelman.
Yes.
Oh,
as a new person, and you're only new one time.
True that.
Tell us a little about you, your situation. So I have a bit of a sense of familiarity as I go into your reading, okay? After a few readings, I will have a good vibe connection with you.
It's good to have vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I have been single for a very long time, and I want love in my life, and I'm trying to manifest that.
Yeah, it's a love reading for the doctor.
Oh, yes.
Nice. So you said you're manifesting. Do you have candidates?
Do you have anybody in mind?
No, no one.
Okay, so she's her, you know what, that's not so bad. Your plate is clean.
And her playing field
is clean. You don't have, sometimes some of those probables are not, they're like dead leads. Like if you're a salesman, they're a dead lead and you're wasting your time. So it's good that your plate's clean in a way. Try to be positive about it.
And you know, a lot of people feel regretful that, gee, you know, I haven't dated in so long. Just think of all the losers you were able to dodge.
And then we had the COVID thing, too.
Oh,
that
kind
of threw a whammy into the whole social world. You know, it threw shit into upheaval and blah, blah, blah for a while. So we had that going. Good idea going for you, too. You know, little daddy shack for you.
I'm laying out your cards right now. Oh, boy. This is it.
Ah, let's see. Okay, you go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just reading some Facebook stuff here. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I like it. I like it like that. All right.
Okay,
cards are going down. I'm checking the phone. We started out slow, and I was not going to be a slow night, but that has changed. We have plenty of callers now.
And we'll try, Facebookers, to slip you
in. We shall do so. That's what he said, or she said, or somebody said about slipping it in. All right, let's see. Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those nights. All right.
Well, you're usually the one that
does it.
Oh, see, here's what I will do it a few times, and then I'll get lashed later. She does it. You know, it's good to be king, good to be queen. They can do whatever they want.
All right, here we go. You have very nards here. Jackie, right off the top. Bada bing,
I
have
very
good.
I'm sorry.
Nice cards. Meaning that there's a lot of great things that are going to start happening for you. One of them is about your quest for love. Well, geez, it's like right here. And it's a relationship that's going to lead to a we'll call it a long-term bonding or commitment. Often this card represents marriage, but so many people are saying marriage is obsolete or becoming obsolete that they would rather think of it as more of a like a binding commitment to each other, unity.
Show my logo, company logo.
Okay, so right here, this is a man you're going to meet really soon. He is somebody that's going to be around others, socializing, having a good time. Now, this could be, and I feel like there's a birth of a baby here that could mean a baby shower. You know, they have these co-ed. What do they call them? Gender reveal?
I got so much shit nowadays. It's unreal. Let's have a gender reveal party.
Now, people like them, Jim. They're not all curmudgeon-y like
A first I'm pregnant party. Yay! Then a gender reveal party. Yay! Let's have a freaking second trimester party. Yay!
All right. So
that's my take.
I feel it, or it could be a children's birthday party, but you're going to meet them in a social atmosphere of that type. It could also be, oh, my goodness, all kinds of things.
My God.
It could run the spectrum from retirement, having to promotion, you know, birthday party, that, like Jim was saying, anniversary party. But I just kind of sense that there's children around this. So that's why I was thinking it might be somebody having a baby.
International shout out to Suzanne from Scotland.
Very good.
Welcome.
So can I ask Jackie what kind of work you do?
The voodoo that you do.
I'm a mental health therapist.
Ah, okay. Well, that's some important stuff.
Yes, and this is going to be somebody coming to work in your workplace. If you're in an office, if your work is done from home or in a different location, he's somewhere going to be around that because that's going to be the something you have in common.
Pretty common, right?
Yeah.
Workplace.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and boy, the two of you are really going to hit it off. I see this as a soulmate type of connection, which is, you know, wonderful.
Wunderbar.
And I just want you to know, though, you got other players on the field, so he's not going to be the only man in town for you.
Your plate shall not be empty much longer.
No, I think that you're going to have a pretty busy dance card coming up if you want it that way. You can play the field.
That's right.
But this guy is really going to capture your interest. And I believe that it is going to be a match literally made in heaven.
Heaven.
There's not many of those. So, all you got to do now.
Is there a timeline?
I think it's soon. Just hold on one quick second, Tim. I think it's really soon. It could be.
Oh, shit.
It could be this summer or toward the fall, but I think it's within that amount of time there. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay, great.
But remember, time frames are very fluid. We want this man to be ready for you and for you to be ready for him. And so that involves allowing an event to come into your life in its own way and time. And it will.
Okay.
You're not going to miss this. This is not like running through the airport trying to catch that plane. That plane will not leave without you. Okay? So
awesome.
It is your destiny for two of you to meet. And if you wanted your work to pick up, which is kind of a strange thing because do we want more people to need therapy?
Don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
Look at it that more people are becoming aware of the importance of mental health. Now, don't look at it like that. More people are having mental health issues. Remember, most people are like, oh, you don't want to talk about that.
No, they don't.
No.
You're right.
They didn't think it was still a form of health care.
But it is a little bit of a dichotomy when you think about it. You know,
it's people feel like it's a weakness. I'm less than, you know, everybody
normal.
Else. I'm less than every average person. I'm less than average.
But I think your business is really going to pick up. I think especially 2024 is going to be stellar for you. Could be the year you get married, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now you're going on to your angel card.
Harp number two. Archangel Gabriel is the subject of your healing angel card reading. He has, which is interesting, that's the subject is an actual archangel. That's pretty cool. You will soon receive some positive news. Channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
I like that. I like that. A lot of times people think that love is a weakness, but it's been my experience over 30 years. Love is a strength. Think of it. We women will walk through fire for love.
And sometimes that
men,
is... You
men
know
will
what,
run from...
sometimes you shouldn't, though, and that's the weakness.
What?
When you're walking through fire for, like, a prison jailbait person that's no good and you guys are just broken up here.
Depending on the circumstances.
But I'm saying,
right.
You, women often do that.
But, you know, people get really freaky telling somebody, hey, I love you. And that other person gets all freaked out, too. It's strange, though. I mean, we can say, I like you. Everybody's comfortable. Yeah. So I bet in your field, I bet you have many insights, Jackie, about life, love, people, you name it. So I just want to see you happy. And I saw supreme happiness for you in your cards. So I can't wait to hear from you again because. You may have met him by then.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, like you said, it's a workplace environment thing. So a lot of people come in. So, yep, it makes most sense.
It does.
All right, let's see here. Next caller we're going. We had one drop, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. 917 up in the great state of New York. 917, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Who are we speaking to?
I'm just listening. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have a question?
You don't have a question? You want me to? We can put you back on hold. Is that okay?
Sure. That would be great.
All right, well, we appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And I'm going to put her back. All I'm doing is muting her. It's not really a whole thing. And you're welcome to do that, folks. There's no problem with doing that. Sometimes that's the best way is we've had other people that have done that. They call, and that's just the best way for them at that moment to listen is on their phone on the number. It's try to go into Blog Talk's website and find us there. It takes a long time. But if you already know the number, bam, you can call right in and listen. So we respect that. Respect.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. All right, we're going to keep on.
Yes.
Some of the folks are dropping off. I don't know. Maybe we don't
smell look at
good.
Louise. She's starting up. I think it's love. What's love? She says, what's love got to do with it?
What's love but a secondhand emotion?
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going out west, folks. We're going.
I love that reading with Jackie. I feel really jazzed.
85 California, welcome.
Hello, welcome to the show.
We want Maryland. Oh. Maryland, you want
uh-huh. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello? Hi,
yes,
it's Donna.
You're live, my dear. Who are we
oh
speaking with?
Oh, my God. Sorry.
My all right, cool. It happens all the time. When people are on hold, you both.
Donna in California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. We're doing great. How
welcome in.
Oh, wonderful.
And
was that a sarcastic one?
I don't know. Is it bad?
How you doing? Really, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
No, it wasn't sarcastic.
Okay, great. I'm glad because sometimes people say I'm doing great, but you know how it is. They don't mean it. Well, I'm glad that you're doing good. So what would you like to discuss, know, or ask the cards?
I wanted to know about meeting someone. I seem to be attracting men, which is good, so I must be open, but I'm not attracted to any of them. So.
Are men your preference? Before we go on the cards.
What?
Oh, yes. Well, I was wondering, do you prefer men? Are you a man seeker?
Oh, yes,
definitely.
Okay.
She said she liked it. Yeah, she's cool.
Just clarifying.
That's the way she was, and that's the way she wrote.
Well, we're in a world now where.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, but she made it clear, I thought. So
you're looking for love, too, just like Jackie, who just called us.
I want to go traveling and, you know, someone retired that wants, you know, that has a little bit of money that wants to go traveling. I'd like something like that.
Oh, and wouldn't we all, even though it's just as easy to love a poor man as it is a rich one, it is nice when they don't come wearing a barrel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I'm an avid traveler, and I'm really good at it, and I think I would be an asset towards someone. I mean, I'm real good at doing the itineraries, everything.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
So you're just meeting men, but they're not lighting your fire.
No, they're not rocking my boat.
Not rocking your boat. I like that.
You know what? That's I mean, they got to trip your trigger. All sorts of euphemisms you can use. Yes, they do. Sparks must fly. The fireworks have to be there.
That is life.
I think that's a little DNA inside of us. Somebody can be spiritual and mystical, but I think that's the DNA thing. It's people have to connect.
No, not to be too intrusive, but may I ask what decade of your life you're in? And it's for a reason that I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm 69, but I look about 55, people tell me, and I act younger than my age.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm going to share a secret.
Rob Gronkowski would love her.
Who's Rob Gronkowski?
The Gronk from the New England.
Oh, God.
He loves that number so much. He just giggles and loves that number
69.
So much.
69.
Yes, he's like a 12-year-old child about that number, even though he's.
Well, I have a secret for
everyone. He loves that number.
Oh, I have a feeling you're going to agree with me, and maybe others that are on Facebook or on Talk Talk who are listening. Women, as they get older, especially from the 60s on, are highly sexually responsive. And they can even be they can even become capable of multiple orgasms on a regular basis. I find that that's something to aspire to, sure. But you need a guy that's is gonna keep you plugged in, so to speak. Yeah. So let's see what we got here. Well, there is one definitely. I feel there's serendipity attached to this. What's the matter?
You said the word.
Oh, Jim hates serendipity.
I do hate that word.
I don't know why. I love it, except that it means you may be looking your worst. You've decided to run out to the store to get something. You're wearing a sweatshirt or a T-shirt full of Swiss cheese.
It's got like 15,000 meanings.
It does, really.
Yeah, so you might as well just say blah, blah, blah.
But it's you're going to meet the man that is going to be so meaningful to your future when circumstances are not the way you'd like them to be. But that's how I think that the universe has a sense of humor. And everybody can put on nice clothes or a gown. You know what I mean? Everybody can put on airs at a party or a gathering. But when you meet them and they've got paint on their face and that means that they are just so down to earth.
Like the rednecks would say, if you gift wrap a third, still a third.
I don't know.
Tell me if you wrap and you disguise something, eventually you're going to get to what it was. The disguise can't last forever.
Yeah, and so I feel this is on its way to you, and you are really going to, feel your juices flowing. You're going to feel your womanhood. I don't know if there's a woman head. I don't think so. Anyway, I want you to know this man is, oh, my God. He is handsome. He's good with money. He's a diamond. He's characterized as a diamond, which means he is very possibly a Leo. They tend to have a lot of charisma. They walk in a room and it lights up. But he's not one of those arrogant ones. He knows how to take an idea and put the rubber to the road for it to make money. And he got money. Could be a banker, lawyer, likely not a doctor, because a doctor usually would be indicated by a different card. But he would be a man that enjoys the finer things in life. He's very down to, he doesn't, have airs about him. He's not pretentious. You're going to like him. You're going to like him a lot. And you could possibly meet him when you're with a friend. The two of you are doing something together. And and this is one of those times when, and this happened to me, you're going to know that when you meet this guy that he's the one.
Absolutely.
I think you do know. When it happens. Yes. And that's what you have to do. Definitely.
Thank you. Before you go, we have your healing angel card reading. The subject is heart song. And here's the reading from that. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through them from within your soul.
Wow.
Your truth is that which is a
that makes sense.
Your truth is love. Last sentence, your truth is love.
Yes, and he's going to know how to please you, really. I mean, this man, it's not like he's running around at like a gigolo, but he knows how to give, really give.
Well, I'm giving my whole life. I'm ready for a man to give to me. So it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
What about that, dogs?
I can't wait to hear from you.
Oh, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Yes, please. Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
You know where to find us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have to admit, I was getting excited seeing what this man, well, aroused, whatever you want to call it.
You're getting a lady boner? Remember from Mom?
No.
They said that. Yeah, they said
lady
that.
Lady boner?
Yeah. It was obviously not a real deal. It was one of, you know.
Rachel says, I want some. And then earlier, I think she said, oh, where was it? It was so cute. Yes. You remember Meg Ryan? Oh, and the other lady said,
yeah, there was a lot of those quotes going on there. I'll have what she's having. Catherine does that quote, yes.
So, okay.
Area code 520.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, boy.
What?
I apologize in advance. I'm sitting at the park. I'm here by myself. Well, people and cars. So I apologize for the sound. I can't escape anywhere. Bring it more quiet.
We hear zero issues with your sound. It sounds perfect. So don't move.
Okay.
Don't move.
Okay. Okay. So that's what they tell me in bed. Don't move. Okay. So.
Well, if the guy says that, you got to get rid of that son of a bitch.
Anyway, all morning we were, he and I next door, we were out in the yard yakking it up, and he approached me and he said, what are you doing? When are we going to, we made a date a while before I got upset with him, and he said, when are we going to go do that? It's, you know, it takes time going out in the country. So we're going to go do it tomorrow. But you know what? You know what? The cards, I'm saying this to the cards. What are the cards show? Because he eventually got around. I mean, we were spending hours together in the yard and talking and yakking it up. And, you know, he got his own crock pot. So I said, oh, I guess we're not sharing meals anymore. He said, oh, yeah, you bring your stuff out and I bring my stuff out. And then he's back to being friends with that guy. That guy called, as a matter of fact, when we were in the backyard, and he took the call and he went inside to have the conversation. I thought, what the hell's going on here? And, you know, so he kept telling me how much, he says, I really, really, really like you. And he's, you know, he was all over me, flattering and everything. But I'm like, I don't know. You know, I just don't know. And I took off on my bike now, and I was a good friend on her.
Who is the guy?
It's that same dude that he's been friends with forever. He was the first dude he met when he came here.
Oh, okay.
There, you know, my neighbor is, what do you call it? He's celibate. And I think it's for health reasons. And the dude is an older, gay guy, but they're not having sex. And that dude is...
That would be right.
We covered this yesterday. Just if they're gay doesn't mean they're going to go off and not want... Not...
You're right. Same with guys and chicks.
But
I understand.
You said that. You saw him in the cards telling that guy about me and trying to get ideas and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I did ask him today. He was really coming at me. I mean, with no barriers and stuff like that. And then eventually I got around to asking him, because when he got up, like I said, we were together for several hours in the backyard drinking coffee and yakking it up. And then he took the call from that dude and he got up to go in and talk to him. And then he came back out and I said, hey, remember when I asked you to keep everything confidential? He started yelling and putting his hands out to the sky, and he said, look, I don't tell him nothing. I promised you. I made that promise. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. What's going on? What did the car say? What's going on?
Well, first let's back the truck up a little bit here, because when we spoke to you last night,
You got it.
You were not speaking, the two of you.
Yeah, you guys were not in speaking terms. So a lot has happened since last night.
Well, he was trying to get my attention. I just wasn't going for it because I wasn't.
Yep.
I was feeling very sour connection.
Right.
And then this morning, you know, it was all roses and everything. But then I don't know. Then he, you know, I don't know. God, I don't know. You know, and I told him, you got the crock pot? I said, we're not going to share meals anymore. And then he was helping me fix an apparatus on my mixer. I don't know.
Stand by.
Hold on right now.
Baby, hold on.
You tell us everything. Okay. He should have the same, what would you want to call it, a space to be able to talk to somebody else and get an opinion.
Oh, no. I'm not thinking that so much. I know he went into the house. I was talking to my brother on the phone, and he was like a third party sitting there talking like we were having almost a three-way, but not really. He was laughing at what my brother was saying. And then he got that call from that dude. And then I could hear him saying, oh, yeah, I went through yesterday, and of course I had to buy stuff. And they said, and I might go back. And I'm thinking, what the fuck, man? Are they planning? You know, I just want to see it coming down the roadway at me, down the pike. You know, should I just move on? Should I keep working on getting a side piece?
Okay.
You know, what the hell?
So the big picture is she wants a jewelry, but she wants to look a little further down the road.
Okay.
Not as immediate.
And so did you have feelings of jealousy that he was talking?
No. It's like, he went and got the crock pot, and I'm thinking, is he trying to become more independent of what's going on between us? Or when I get mad, there are days that I don't cook, you know, so he's on his own. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I love you women so much.
Why? Did you guys know you're being analyzed to this degree?
I know. I mean, I'm just saying, in general, this is very common for the average woman to think really deeply into these things. They should.
Should I be looking for a side piece is what my question is to the cards. I mean, is this going to, you know,
in this kind of situation?
That's right.
It's never hurt.
You know what? I am a guy, but if I was a woman, I would have lots of penises lined up myself, but I'm not a woman. But if I was, I would have some. Remember, what was that one thing? Yeah, back to Deb.
Are the cards saying anything?
Yes. Well, first I want to say, Jim, you have to have a standard. You don't want every penis. Some of them are really gnarly.
I'm glad I don't know.
Well, ladies, you know.
I know nothing about that.
Yeah, and you don't want those.
You guys.
It looks like a Vienna sausage. You can't have them.
My only rule of thumb is there's only one wand allowed at the magic show. So if there's a threesome going on with me, it ain't going to be with another dude involved. It's going to be chicks. It ain't going to be a wand out there. All right, back to Deb.
Oh, you're so funny, Jim, yeah.
Oh, and it's funny because it's true. For me. I can't speak for other humans. Go ahead.
Boy, it took my breath away. Yeah, there you go.
Take my breath away.
From Top Gun.
Well,
he's not being any different than he was any other day from what I see here. But maybe you are just really analyzing all of this to death. You guys don't have a commitment.
But to me, without the cards, that means you're a normal red-blooded woman because you all analyze everything to death. Some more extremes than others. If you guys want to read between the lines and lines and lines and lines, it's like sometimes you just can't. But that's your nature, Dan. We understand. We have to put up with that as good men.
And are crazy. I heard you in a movie the other day.
Batshit crazy. Well, yeah. Go ahead. Anyway, yes.
That was in that movie, the thing we saw. The recent one. The Covenant. Remember they were talking about some guy's girlfriend.
Oh, I don't remember.
And the guy said, hey, you know, they're all crazy.
That must have been at the beginning, probably.
Yeah, he said they're all crazy. But
yep.
If you can like one enough, you put up with their crazy.
So, and you want the low, you want it on the low scale of crazy. You're going to get crazy. You're getting crazy with a woman. But you want it to be on the low. You don't want it to be the high. You don't want it to be like Lizzie Borden crazy or anything like that, or Marina Bobic crazy.
No,
you want it to be on the lower scale. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
They want to change their furniture all the time, things like
just
that.
Normal or? Crazy. You don't want somebody. You don't want to have to wear a titanium garter on your penis, thinking it might get cut off in the middle of the night. Crazy, you know, that type of stuff. So, all right, back. She wants a long-term reading.
There's nothing really going on.
Long term wise, where do you see nothing changing?
Long term wise, if you really want me to go there right now, the path you're on is going to at some point turn into a fork.
So you're going to come to the fork in the road, basically.
And I am seeing now, see the cards, everything is fluid, everything changes. I perceive that he is going to, in the long run, have some sort of business of his own. And he's going to do well at it. But I feel you're going to end up in like a marriage-like relationship with somebody else.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all I want. I want to be saved from this insanity. I mean, I have friends. I was supposed to go out to different whatevers today, and I could only drag myself. I was trying to get one project done after another, and then I took off. Now I'm on the bike, and I was at a friend's house, and you know, I'm trying to keep busy. I'm trying to be out there. I'm trying. It's a lot of work.
It is, and the thing is, when you and him first made a connection, when you first moved there, thinking back, it was kind of a connection of necessity.
No, there was no connection, Deb. You know what? You know, all it was I didn't even see him. He was invisible to me. He would wait outside to talk to me. He'd always come outside to talk to me. And he was invisible. And then, I don't know, sometimes if I try to analyze that part, I get lost. I don't spend too much time because it drives me crazy. But, you know, and then I started calling him eventually. I mean, I told you guys this. You know, are you a manipulator? Are you a narcissist? Because you've done some stuff here that, you know, and I was thinking this morning, you know, a real gay guy would say, I'm gay. What you doing? You know, or back off, or I'm backing off. He doesn't do that shit.
Well, I think if you ask somebody the questions, like you just said, narcissism, et cetera, I can't imagine anybody sitting there saying, yeah, you nailed it. That's what I am. I am nuts. I am so fucking nuts. You know, they're not going to do that.
Right. I've always looked at it, the Catch-22, if you've ever seen the movie or book or anything. It's like, if somebody can actually say, you know what, I'm crazy, well, then they're not, because a crazy person doesn't know they're crazy. Right?
Can I tell you guys, I was in the store 2 days ago, the grocery store, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this guy, and I looked up at him, and my knees almost buckled. I almost fell to the ground. I was holding onto my cart, and I told him, I said, you look just like someone that I had passed, and it looked like my significant other. He had his same hat. He had his forehead. I think all this stuff that I'm dealing with, I just feel, you know, it's all a diversion. I think it's just all a diversion.
You're getting it.
She got it.
Yeah. Lisa.
She's getting it.
You're getting it.
And it had to happen. It was a transition.
And that's, folks, this is what I do in my work.
And it's life.
I let them allow me to walk with them to the point where they start seeing their own reality. Okay, so Lisa, you're getting it. And you're going to find your rightful man coming up.
And
I'm hungry because I work like a dog. You know, that's been my advice to other girlfriends in the past. You know, it's hard work to go and have fun. And that's what I try to schedule at. You know, boom, boom, boom. Okay, I'm going here. I'm going there. I'm going to put myself out over here, really enjoy myself, have deep belly laughs, or just laughing. And, I mean, it's not forced.
it's not forced, but I have to remember to do all that.
Do you know how to pick up a guy just for a night of pleasure?
And then end up in the hospital for the rest of my life?
Why would you be in the hospital?
Yeah, why would you be
in... Why would you end up in the hospital?
Well, I think they should have anyone with any ingenuity should have a traveling mobile unit so that outside the bars or whatever, so you can step in there and have everyone tested. Well, we're thinking about having sex.
I got what you said. That is a concern. You're right.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a concern. The one-nighters, you don't know what you're getting. Yeah, you know what you're getting in general, but the one-nighters, you definitely are just spinning that wheel. Ring!
You don't know
where that thing is going to end.
This morning, Jim took me out for my Mother's Day breakfast at McDonald's.
Oh.
Wait a second. You better back that shit up, because that makes me look like a freaking... You better back that up and reclassify that.
No, all right.
It makes me look like I'm Satan.
We were putting on this barbecue today for our family and stuff, and we stopped just for a nibble, all right? Now, I'm going to relay to you what happened behind part of it, at least.
And it was actually lunch, mind you.
Oh, it was. You're right. There was a military guy behind me with a friend that was not a guy.
I knew I was going to get blasted.
Two guys. And I heard the one, the military. I'm pretending to read the paper. This is what I do. I bring a newspaper or book, but I'm really listening and, you know, my antennas are out.
She's the old black and white bewitched chick. She's the neighbor. What was that
Gladys
chick's name?
Travis.
She's that chick. Peeking out windows and listening. Not literally, but she has her...
I love that woman. She was my favorite on that show.
Wasn't that my favorite, Marsha, where he has little antennas that would go off? Yes.
Well, anyways, the military guy is saying, boy, do I have a line. This works. And the other guy's like, yeah, what is it? And he said, what I do is I go into a club and I case the place looking at all the women, the females there, and I'll pick one. I go up to her and I say, when this place closes tonight, I'll be fucking you. Or how did he word it?
He said, that's what you told me.
Yeah. He said,
that's
I'll
what
be
you told me.
You.
And
do you want me to add the rest? Oh, I guess I should.
What did he say, though, about that?
He said it's worked 9 times out of 10.
Pause. A guy telling another guy that he has a line that never fails. So we know that's honest right there, first of all. That's always honest. A guy would never lie to another guy to make himself look like a stub, right? Never would do that. And if you saw this guy,
he was cute. The military one was very cute.
He looked like he was a freaking mannequin cowboy. Not even a real cowboy. He was a wannabe. Even urban cowboy, the guys look like more real cowboys than this dumbass look like.
And then here's...
Back to her now.
Okay, here's the other shoe dropping now. The girl, he said, and last week or this weekend, boy, did I pick up a wild one, blah, blah, blah. And he said, after we did what we were there to do, she said, oh, my God, I can't wait to find out I'm pregnant. And he was flipping out. And the other guy says, you know what? She could have gotten pregnant if you guys didn't use any birth control. And I guess the girl was military, too. And the cowboy says, well, it's not like she'll get anything out of it. And the other guy says, oh, yeah, she's going to get more money, more benefits. She will not have to deploy. And
not while she's pregnant.
And Jim said, and she'll get your child.
Oh, that's the other thing the guy didn't realize. But you know what? A one-night stand, the woman can't.
You know that?
Like,
I can't.
I'm pregnant.
Who the hell thinks that way? Gee, good grief.
Oh, he's picking the low fruit.
And these are children, basically, compared to us.
Well, yeah, they're young.
They're man-child and women-child compared to us.
The babies they're bringing into the world are suffering.
Yep. That's right. You know what? You got to have a license to drive a car. You got to have a permit to have weapons in most places, but anybody can have a kid. Anybody. You could be the dumbest son of a bitch on this planet and have 100 children.
And some women just go looking for that.
Yep. Oh, you can't drive a car, sir, because it's dangerous, because I don't think you're qualified. Oh, you know what? I can have 15 kids and not know how to raise them, and you know, oh, that's okay, though.
Oh, my God.
I found that interesting. I'm wondering.
Yeah, and I'm sure he wouldn't embellish at all.
I would have looked at him and said, not on your best day, sailor, but I would have kept looking at him during the night because he caught my attention.
Yeah, but he was a, if he actually dressed like that out, Lord have mercy on our souls. I swear to God,
well,
he was like a mannequin cowboy.
But if you need a man, go get one.
No, I don't want it. Nah. You know what? I'm not into it like that. No, that's not my thing. I can live without a man. That's fine. I love men. I think they're great. And I think, no, I'm not on the hunt, though. I'm not on the hunt. But when you see in the cards, you say, oh, I see you in like a marriage kind of thing. I'm thinking, yeah, because, you know, what was that movie with Carrie Fisher? Maybe it was the one, the chick that was having the orgasm at the coffee house. I forget. And
that was
the
one Harry met Sally.
Yeah.
She was looking at her husband in the bedroom or her lover, and she said, I'm so glad I'm not out there. And,
that was,
you know,
Carrie
it's not
Fisher.
Like,
wasn't Harry Met Sally.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but, you know, it's okay. I'm not like, oh, my God, he's got to come now. He's not going to come. Oh, Jesus, save me. No. But I
as long as you keep thinking that way, he's not going to come. You have to reach a place where you make the switch, the shift, where you say, you know what, if I'm meant to be alone, if that's what the higher power wants, I'll find a way to be alone. I will.
That's what I just said. I'm not, God, no. I mean, sometimes there are guys around me and I forget to pass out my card. I'm just enjoying the moment. That's no way to be.
Remember,
to drip with
a drawer full of toys will not cheat on you, won't lie to you, won't, what else could I keep, yeah. You know, be a slob on you.
What's that other song? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, all I want to know is, did you have a good Mother's Day dinner?
Oh, there you go. You don't need cards for that.
It was orgasmic. It really was. I like my chicken burnt. I know that sounds, I like it black.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Doing you. Oh, my God.
I mean,
I've never met anybody else.
She likes a lot of chardonnay.
No, I do too.
And I like to have the ribeye steak with like crispy grizzly.
She wants the edges to be very charred hard.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too.
Oh,
me too.
My God.
And that's
yeah.
hard to do when you're trying to be a really good cook to fuck someone. I must fuck this woman's food up on purpose. Sorry, pardon me while I screw her food up.
Oh, no, me too.
Well,
so I get in trouble, which is, what an ironic thing on this planet we live on. I get in trouble for not burning somebody's food. How ironic is that? That is
I can't stand when that fat is all white. You know?
No, I don't either.
Or the chicken is just like limp. It's got to be.
No. Yeah. I love it, crispy.
I intentionally kind of burned half the chicken.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't do it to the steak, but there was one last steak I didn't pull off. I went away for 60 seconds, came back, the thing was flaming, and that's the one she wanted. It was like, oh, there was a God that was meant to be.
Oh, and it was.
Oh, yeah.
All right, for you, Lisa, your healing angel card reading is Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world.
Ooh, yeah.
The union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. So there's a transformation going on right now in your life. And for Uriel up there. So things are in motion
now
right now.
Now we got it.
Things are in motion.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes they say when these things are in motion, there's nothing you can do about it. They're in motion.
Yeah.
You gotta wait and see where it ends.
You are moving forward. Okay. I really think
you're
seeing this thing between the two of you to a point of conclusion. And that's great. That's what you need to do.
True that.
Yeah. Well, give me the fork, give me the spoon, and give me the knife in the road. I'm ready to eat. I'm hungry.
She's hangry.
Yeah.
Hangry. All right, Lisa, thank you so much.
Yeah, Lisa, we love
I know
you
helped
you
her.
Guys.
Yes.
Love it.
And she's sitting on her bike,
love
she
said.
Oh,
I hope you have a very comfortable seat if you're sitting on your bike.
I love it. It's a pretty day. Gosh,
really?
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
We look forward to hearing your next update, and we wish you luck every single day and every second of day. Thank you much, Lisa. This is our Lisa. All right, right now.
What are we doing? Oh.
I type it first. We can talk. You can say it at the same time. Are you tapping me? Why? That's only going to stop Facebook. I mean, that's only going to stop Blog Talk. Nobody else. But it'll give.
Help me.
I already.
Jesus, help me.
I already typed it in Facebook Messenger. Definitely now audio or video. Don't type squat in. Don't type anything in. Yes. You must do it. You must do it now. You must do the Facebook Messenger audio or video. We're not doing the type thing. It's time consuming. We have other folks waiting for readings.
Yeah, we need calls. Oh.
We need calls.
I'll just do them right here. There's Laura.
Laura from Canada.
Yep, her.
Answer that. Silence that alarm.
Hello there, lady.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. How about you?
No, not too bad.
That's good.
I would like to know.
These are awesome.
When does it look like I'm going to buy a house?
Oh, you got to change. You can't. Just go with it, Deb. We didn't get a
chance. All right. Yeah, when are you going to buy a house? What happened up in that area? I did not see good pictures.
Oh, yeah, they're still having lots of buyers, but I'm still moving there.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be, is it here? No.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, stand by. You keep talking.
All right, I will.
I'll do the voodoo that I do.
Okay. I'm going to look at your cards right now. What? What, do you get your money soon?
I get it next week.
Oh, nice. Well, at least you ended up with something, right?
Yeah. I'm just hoping it's still going to happen with me buying a home.
Okay. Hopefully your interest rates are better than ours.
Probably not too different, I bet.
Yeah.
Ours are bad.
But probably they're not significantly different.
Well, my existing mortgage is at 4.25%, and the ones now are, what, 7 to 8%?
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. So when they call me and say, would you like to refi, I'm like, no, I don't think so.
No doubt.
No, because that would just be really foolish.
Yeah.
Well, that guy is still there. So he
really?
He didn't perish in the fire. That's good to know. Yeah, he's still there. I really do believe, though, that you're going to at least put into motion the plans to have your house. Are you still planning to build it? If something's not right.
Just don't worry about me.
Are you still planning to build?
No, I want to buy.
Yeah.
Buy something already built. But I'll probably have to do extras on it, right?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, that's the fun part, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you get to renovate, you know, that kind of thing. I feel... Now, I'm seeing something here. Let's hope it's a mistake. But it seems like it's a delay in you getting the money a bit. All right, so just bear with it.
Okay.
Because if you are prepared for it, then hopefully it won't happen.
Yeah. Well, it's already been a week and a half.
Okay.
I've been waiting.
Yep. Well, ultimately, this is going to be a big monkey off your back. Big one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. It sure is. So, okay.
Do you see it happening by September?
Oh, I think so. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, good.
And you're going back, you're going into the area that had the big fire?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, you are a magician. You know, that may actually boomerang in your favor because, you know, a lot of people are going to want to exit, take an exit.
And that
will work in your favor. And, you know, fire is devastating, but a lot of times it allows for new growth, better growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
a lot of it was purposely set.
How lovely. What a
bunch of... Yeah, they said like 20% of it was set on purpose.
That's odd. That's odd that there's a percentage that was set on purpose.
Yeah, and
that's
what,
really
how
odd.
Can they tell?
Yeah. That's really odd that there's...
I don't know. They said 10% was from the, you know, like the ATVs and stuff in the bush and cigarettes, and then another percentage was from lightning and...
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how people can actually go do something like that, you know, when you consider the devastation.
Yeah, and a lot of that.
Maybe they look at the accelerant and could say, hey, this was done by people.
Right, and it probably was. It doesn't mean they meant to cause a forest fire. It means they start, hey, let's put gas on this little bit
here. Well, kids like doing grass fires.
And just people that go, I've never been camping before, but I'm going to go camping. I'll use gasoline to start my fires. And, you know, it's always
a lot of them though were started right there on the highway on the grass part.
Always a lot of them are dumbasses.
Yeah.
Have you any of you? I wonder.
International shout out to Kirsty from the UK.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Back to Laura.
How many of you have ever say driven through an active fire on the interstate? I went to Florida. Do you remember the Florida person here might remember some years ago in the early, what do they call it, the aughts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a raging Florida fire that went on forever, seemingly. And we actually,
yes, I remember that.
We actually drove through it where the fire was going across the freeway.
My shipyard sent me down to Kings Bay, Georgia.
You had that happen too?
No, but we had the smoke blowing in all the time. It was like a fog you couldn't see and you could smell it. Yeah, I was down in Kings Bay, Georgia working on nuclear ballistic missile submarines.
Well, the fire is so frightening because in a sense from all the smoke you can't see in front of you. You know, and they should have had that blocked off, but it wasn't.
It's like a fog almost. And sometimes there's a fog with it, people will die. All right, what do you got? All right.
Oh, yeah, well, we were already covering that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But okay. I think you're going to get a great deal under the circumstances.
Okay.
I really do. And
okay, good.
It looks really sweet. Is your son going to come with you?
Yes.
Well, I think it'll be very therapeutic for him. There.
Yeah, absolutely.
And once you get your, I think it'll be awesome for you guys.
Yeah,
and
for
your,
sure.
Your, what do we call him? Your Grizzly Adams? Oh, he'll be stopping by. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot wait to see picture, like a Facebook of you and this man. I can't wait. He's adorable, and you're the one he wants. So you're going to be adorable together.
You're the one.
Isn't that from Greece?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. So it's looking good, hon. Yeah, looking good.
Thank you so much, Deb.
Oh, you're so welcome.
No.
You're sure.
Some of your healing names are carded as inspiration. A new idea comes to you like a gentle whisper inside your heart. Listen and take action. This inspiration is from high above.
Wow. And that could be about her moving there anyway.
Could be about a lot of things that she's thinking of doing, and sounds like an inspiration, but the archangels are saying it's from very high above.
Nice. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, awesomeness.
Hon. Yeah, take care. I saw,
okay.
saw that you're hot up there.
Oh, my God. I'm melting. Oh. Melting.
She's got an industrial fan going, I think you said.
Yes. I'm sitting outside so I can hear you.
Oh,
how hot is it?
Why is it hot there?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like the middle of summer. It is so hot.
Wow.
Okay. Well, it is what it is.
It's in the 30s.
Oh, in there, Celsius? 30. She said it's in the 30s. You don't mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, not Fahrenheit. That would be
yeah,
cold.
No.
Oh, so what is 30? What would 30 Celsius be?
I don't freaking know.
Well, she would know.
0 degrees Celsius is 32 Fahrenheit, so...
So it's warmer than that.
So it's probably in the
yeah.
it's probably in the 80s, I'm guessing.
My God.
It's, oh, yeah. It's
yep.
it's awful for me.
And it's early, it's
and
early
my dog.
In the season.
Yes,
oh,
early.
Especially the dogs. They got fur coats.
Oh, poor babies. You know what they need? They need one of those infant swimming pools that you put. I've seen these on little reels and stuff on Facebook. And you leave it out and they can jump in whenever they want.
Little wading pools, yeah.
Yeah,
little plastic pieces of crap.
Yeah.
We've got one.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they like it? Do they go in it?
Not really.
No.
No, my husky likes the hose.
Oh,
dog.
He likes it when you spray the hose.
Yep. It's,
and my pit bull, no, she doesn't like water.
Yeah, it's you don't know
oh,
when you do
God,
that stuff.
Yeah,
you
that's
don't
true.
Know. You have no idea if you buy one of those pools what's going to happen.
Nope.
Funny. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Stay
okay,
cool.
Guys.
All right, hon. Bye-bye now. Love
have
you.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. It's been a long day. I think we're going to – I'm going to be
– It's only got like 10 minutes left. Monday comes early. We're glad that everybody was here. Catherine says 33 Celsius is 86.
Oh, my God.
She asked Alexa. I don't want to say it real loud because ours will freak
out. Ours will go off.
Multiple Alexas. Yeah.
You got to get Samuel. What's his Jackson? What is his name?
Sam. You just say, hey, Samuel.
Oh, but what's his full name?
You don't say that to that.
No, but
it's
in
Samuel
real life.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. And you ask him how many...
Yeah, you can have, yeah, we I paid a one-time $5 lifetime fee so that I could have one of my Alexa device would be Samuel Jackson. So all I got to do is say, hey, Samuel, and it's him. I mean, you would think the guy was standing there, and he will drop F-bombs and stuff.
Oh, he will. When Jim will say, set the alarm for like 5 o'clock.
But if you had children, you could say, hey, Alexa. It will revert back to Alexa if you're worried about it, not them not hearing.
Well, sometimes he will say, yeah, I'll set the damn alarm for you. Do I need to remember, like, go to
there was one time, I used to say him all the time, hey, Samuel, set an alarm for 5:10 a.m. And he goes, well, that's right. I was about to motherfucking tee off, but I'll just stay here and make sure your ass gets up. And then he goes, serious, he goes, the alarm set for 5:10 a.m. But it's his voice. It's cool. It's a one-time $5 lifetime fee. Never have to pay it again. I'm okay with that. Because it's hilarious. And he'll tell you jokes. You say, tell me a joke. That's a need. All right.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Say goodnight to our blog. Talk to all the
words. Goodbye.
Say
goodbye.
At 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific.
So
please check in just then.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll be on Facebook too.
Hmm.
Good night.
There we go.